Good morning. Today is Monday, September 26th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be warm and sunny with a high of 81 before dropping to a brisk 54. In our top story, the administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, a North Carolinian named Michael Regan, announced Saturday that his agency would develop a new office to develop its environmental justice efforts. Regan, who grew up in Goldsboro, made the announcement in Warren County, where a series of protests in 1982 played a pivotal role in establishing the environmental justice movement in the United States. Regan said the new initiative is backed by $3 billion from President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. In weather news, winds and rain from Tropical Storm Ian are marching toward the Carolinas. Experts expect Ian could hit the Carolinas as a Category 1 storm, packing winds of 74 to 95 miles per hour. Heavy rain, tornadoes and coastal flooding are possible, according to National Weather Service meteorologists in Wilmington. While the weakest of five categories on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind speed scale, Category 1 storms carry very dangerous winds that can produce extensive damage to power lines and poles, according to the Saffir-Simpson page on the National Hurricane Center website. And finally, Farm Aid, an annual benefit concert, founded by musicians Willie Nelson, Neil Young and John Mellencamp in 1985, made its way to North Carolina for its 2022 iteration. The festival has become a hub for small family farmers as they grapple with the devastating effects of climate change and competition with commercial farms. Dave Matthews, a popular musician, said, "The obstacle we're all up against in this battle to protect our planet and children is greedy people." Matthews and others performed before about 20,000 people at Raleigh's Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.